Somebody go ahead and shout to God before you get the answer. Somebody shout to God for the miracle. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, all over the house. Why don't you take somebody by the hand for just a moment and begin to praise God. Somebody magnify him. Come on, before the walls fall, somebody give him a shout of praise. God, we magnify you. We worship you. We exalt your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to take just about 30 or 45 seconds and press in for just a moment. Take somebody by the hand and just begin to talk in tongues. That's it. Somebody talk in tongues. Somebody pray a prayer of faith. Somebody make noise. Come on, lift up a shout of praise. In the name of Jesus, God, we take authority over every sickness, God. We take dominion over every sickness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody plead the blood of Jesus. Somebody plead the blood of Jesus. God, we worship you, God. We magnify you, God. We lift you up, oh God. We exalt your name, Jesus. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, go high, go high, go high. Come on, help me out, help me out. I need the church to press. I need the church to press for just a moment. Come on, you need to shake off your sleepiness. Shake off the sleep. And press in for just a moment. Come on, God wants to do something in the house. God wants to do something in the house. In the name of Jesus. Come on, God, move the mountain. God, move the mountain. God, break the chain. God, loose the bindings. Come on, if you're not standing next to somebody right now and praying, I want you to step out of your pew and go and find somebody to link up with. Come on, somebody came in tonight with a heavy burden. But I believe that God can break the chain tonight. Somebody came in with a heavy burden. But we're believing God to do a work in the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's revival in the house. There's a breakthrough in the house of God tonight. I bind every sickness in the name of Jesus. I bind every infirmity in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody speak to a mountain right now. Somebody speak to the mountain. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and it will happen. If you're facing a mountain tonight, I want you to close your eyes and begin to speak to the mountain. Say, mountain, move. Mountain of oppression. Mountain of depression. Mountain of anxiety and fear. Somebody go ahead and give God a hand clap of praise in the house tonight. What a wonderful presence of God we feel here. We are coming off of an incredible weekend of revival services. We're thankful to God for the six that received the Holy Ghost on Sunday morning, the two that were baptized in the name of Jesus. And we are in a season of revival and harvest. We are seeing wonderful things happen around the church. And we're thankful for the 70 that were here on Monday night for prayer. Praying for revival in the city of Birmingham. Praise God. There are so many good things happening And we had a number of evangelists that were out traveling this past weekend. Brother Jermaine was in Fort Myers, and Brother Antoine was with Brother Seabrooks in Georgia, and Brother Justin was actually in Gunnersville, and we could hear from all of them. We're not going to do it tonight, but God moved in every one of those services. We're thankful for those that received the Holy Ghost and were baptized in those services. Praise God. We're just in a wonderful, wonderful season of revival. And I think we actually have 54 or so signed up for the men's camping trip on tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. So we're looking forward to a great time of fellowship with our men. And that is going to be excellent, excellent time together. We're so excited for the preacher that we're bringing to the pulpit tonight. Brother Justin Simoneaux is one of our own. And he has been involved in youth ministry for a number of years around the house. And he has worked with us in all of our school Bible studies. And he may get into some of that tonight. They are just finishing up a school year at Jackson Olin. Brother David was the host teacher there this year. And I think they averaged somewhere between 40 and 50 young people in those Bible studies all year this year. We ought to give God a hand clap for the work that he's doing in the public schools. We are so thankful. Brother Justin, we want you to come and preach to us. Why don't you extend your hand to him and pray for him, pray for his family. Brother Justin, come and take your liberty. Preach to us. Let's have revival.
Come on and lift that hand clap up to God here tonight. He's the one that's worthy.
Él es digno.
He's worthy of all the praise. Well, we can do better than that.
Es digno de ser alabado.
If he's been good to anybody in the house,
si te ha sido bueno, ¿por qué no lo alabas?
He deserves all the praise,
es digno,
all the glory,
de la gloria,
and all the honor.
De la honra.
Thankful to be in the house of the Lord here tonight.
Agradecido de estar aquí.
I'm thankful for every moving part,
gracias por
helping
todo lo que
to make
moviendo.
This happen.
Y por todo lo que estaba pasando.
Thankful for my translator.
Agradecido por el traductor.
Lil Queso. I have nicknamed him that, so only I can call him Lil Queso. I'm thankful for my bishop.
Agradecido por el obispo.
Thankful for a pastor.
El pastor.
I'm thankful for a wife.
Y por
a
mi esposa.
Help me. In my life.
Maravillosa que me ayuda.
God is good to us.
Dios es bueno.
So good to us.
Muy bueno.
I know I shouldn't be here.
Sé que no debería de estar aquí.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, no tiene caso.
But here we are.
Pero aquí estamos.
We are doing a Bible study this year. Brother David has kind of orchestrated that. I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Estamos haciendo un estudio bíblico con el hermano David.
It's been at Jackson Olin High School.
En la high school de Jackson Olin.
And he has been orchestrating that this year. He has done a phenomenal work there thus far.
Y ha estado haciendo un trabajo fenomenal ahí.
We've averaged about 40 to 50 kids almost every time we've had Bible study.
Como 40 o 50 cada día los estudiantes en el estudio bíblico.
And it's in a very rough part of the neighborhood.
En una parte muy peligrosa.
And socially, I just don't fit in.
Y a veces como que no.
But things like that don't matter in the kingdom of God.
Cosas así no importan en el lugar de Dios.
The only thing that matters.
Lo que importa.
When we go into that school,
cuando vamos a esa escuela,
we're bringing a word into the place.
Traemos una palabra a ese lugar.
And God's moving in that Bible study.
Y Dios está moviendo en ese estudio
bíblico. I'm believing before it's all said and done,
yo creo que todo
that
lo que
we
se va
are going to see people filled with the Holy Ghost.
Vamos a ver a gente recibiendo el Espíritu Santo.
Baptized in Jesus' name.
Bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
I believe evangelists are going to come from this.
Evangelios van a salir de allí.
Preachers.
Predicadores.
Teachers.
Maestros.
Entrepreneurs.
Negociantes.
I've already exchanged phone numbers with some of these seniors.
Hemos intercambiado números con estos señores.
I'm just telling you, I'm dreaming big here tonight.
Nomás te estoy diciendo, esto es algo grande.
And of the increase of his government,
va a haber un incremento en este gobierno.
And peace,
y paz.
There shall be no end.
No va a tener fin.
We're just getting started here tonight.
Y acabamos de empezar.
Well, I'm gonna get started, and we're gonna go to our opening text. It's gonna be in John chapter 12.
Empezaremos en Juan capítulo 12.
And that's verses 20 through 27.
Versículo 20 a 27.
Don't put yours by mine.
I want your cooties.
If you have it, say amen.
Si lo tienes, di amen.
And the word of the Lord says, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus, and Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Everyone say, much fruit. Verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. And if I was to title this sermon here tonight, it would be Life After Death.
Vida después de muerte.
Life After Death. Can we put our Bibles down and pray here before we get started? Mighty God, we love you. We need you in this house here tonight. We pray that you would move upon every person, every family, every marriage and every young person, Lord God. Let your spirit move upon every person in the house here tonight. I pray, Lord God, use as little of me as possible in this service here tonight. Let your spirit speak through me. We ask all these things in your mighty name. And everyone say, in Jesus' name. And you may be seated.
Pueden ser sentados.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Van a embarcar en un cruzado.
Toward which we have striven these many months.
En cual hemos estado muchos meses.
The eyes of the world are upon you.
Los ojos del mundo están en ti.
These were the words of General D. Eisenhower.
Estas son las palabras de Eisenhower.
In the month of June 1944.
En el mes de junio 1944.
Following that statement on June 6th of that same year,
también en junio 6,
a descent would begin.
Algo descendía.
Toward the beaches of Normandy.
Hacia las playas.
At about 4:30 in the morning,
como las 4:30 de la mañana,
American troops as young as 18 years of age.
Tropas americanas muy jóvenes.
American troops would begin to unload from a carrier
las tropas,
into a smaller vessel
a una vasija pequeña.
And from here they would be taken directly to the front line of the war.
Y de ahí se iban a las líneas de enfrente de la guerra.
And it's at this place they say
y en ese lugar dijeron
that over 133,000 troops would lose their lives.
Que más de 133,000 personas perdieron la vida.
And what would be a stomach-wrenching scene If you were ever to witness it,
que fue una escena muy desgarrada si la hubieras visto.
Troops came from the United States, Canada, and England.
Tropas vinieron de los Estados Unidos, Canadá y Inglaterra.
All teaming up toward a common goal.
Todos para un solo motivo.
And that was to take the high ground and secure it at all cost.
Y eso es para tomar el lugar más alto y asegurarlo.
Most of the troops that had survived to tell the story,
las tropas que sobrevivieron para decir la historia,
says that they didn't truly understand the severity of the situation they were going into.
No entendían la situación que se metieron.
Their focus was on the mission at hand.
Su motivo estaba en la misión.
And everything else was just a distraction.
Todo lo demás era una distracción.
Even though death would potentially be the end result,
al fin la muerte iba a ser el resultado.
It was but a small price to pay to preserve the legacy.
Era un precio pequeño para preservar la legacy.
And the lives of the loved ones back home.
Y las vidas de los que amamos atrás.
Stating that I may die.
Para los que murieron.
But that's the small price to pay so that some may live.
Pero ese es un precio pequeño para que alguien más pueda vivir.
And as the vessel carrying them would begin to arrive at their destination,
mientras la vasija fue acarreada,
the sound of the bullets would begin to bounce off of the metal vessel that carried them.
Sonidos de las balas pegaban al metal.
And from here they would begin their descent.
Y de allí empezaban a descender.
A descent against the German Nazi forces.
Descender en contra los nazis de Alemania.
It would be known today as storming the beaches of Normandy.
Hoy es reconocido como.
Without regard for their own lives and safety,
por no ser preocupados por sus propias vidas,
they would be released from these ships into a ghastly scene of blood and gore.
Fueron liberados ahí a la guerra.
One man was interviewed.
Un hombre fue entrevistado.
And in the interview, as he's pushing back tears,
y en la entrevista, casi llorando,
he talks about being the only person that survived from his group.
Habla de ser la única persona de sobrevivir a ese grupo.
And having to witness the horror of losing friends and comrades.
Y haber visto sus camaradas morir.
He even talks about soldiers who would arrive onto the beach after him.
Habla de soldados que llegaron después de él.
Who would be frozen solid in fear from the brutality that this beach would present itself.
Que estaban congelados del medio de lo terrible que fue la guerra.
This was no small task that was asked of them.
Eso no fue algo pequeño para ellos.
As they were forced to stay focused on the task at hand.
Ellos tenían que estar enfocados en el motivo que estaba en mano.
And as they focused in on the battle,
y cuando estaba enfocado en la batalla,
the battle for the high ground,
la batalla para lo más alto,
I'm sure the cost of it all presented itself in their minds.
El precio se presentó en sus
but
mentes.
But one couldn't count the cost in the moment.
Pero alguien puede presentar el precio en el momento.
Forward had to be the only thing that went through their minds.
Porque eso fue la única cosa que les cruzó en la mente.
But what if I die?
Pero ¿por qué si muero?
Well, if this life is worth anything, then it's definitely worth dying for in the end.
Si esta vida vale algo, sin embargo, sí vale morir por ella.
And tonight I can't help.
Esta noche no puedo esperar.
But to be thankful for the freedom that has been afforded to me tonight.
Pero ser agradecido por lo que me ha dado.
By someone else's sacrifice.
Por el sacrificio que alguien más me dio.
I'm not so arrogant to believe.
No soy ignorante a creer.
That this happens by accident.
Que esto pasó por accidente.
But somewhere, somebody.
Pero alguien en un lugar.
Paid the ultimate price for me and my family.
Pagó el precio último para mi familia y yo.
And for now, I'm able to worship without fear of life or limb.
Yo ahora puedo orar y alabar sin tener miedo.
Because somebody laid it all on the line.
Porque alguien puso todo en la línea.
Somebody saw the value in the body.
Alguien vio el valor en el cuerpo.
So today we're standing on the memories.
Así que hoy estamos parados en las memorias.
And those memories live on today.
Y esas memorias todavía viven.
Their sacrifice lives on today.
Su sacrificio todavía
vive. It lives on in me and you today.
En mí y en ti.
And so you can't waste the time that's been given to you.
Así que no puedes desperdiciar el tiempo que te han dado.
Whether it's in life,
ni en la vida,
or in the kingdom of God,
ni en el reino de Dios.
Because just like Esther,
porque solo como Esther,
you've been brought to the kingdom,
has sido traído al reino,
for such a time as this,
por este tiempo.
And so I can't waste a moment.
Así que no puedo desperdiciar un tiempo.
I see people hanging from the ramparts tonight.
Veo gente reunida aquí esta noche.
There's a great cloud of witness tonight.
Hay gente que está aquí esta noche.
Pushing us forward.
Empujándonos enfrente.
Saying march on.
Diciéndonos que sigamos.
Move forward.
Siga adelante.
Take the city.
Toma esa ciudad.
Take the high ground.
Toma esa altura.
We've given you the foundation.
Te hemos dado la fundación.
We've given you the building.
Te hemos dado
el... We've given you the finances.
Te hemos dado las finanzas.
You've got all you need.
Tú tienes lo que necesitas.
It's just up to you now.
Solo te faltas tú.
You've got to take the high ground.
Tú tienes que tomar lo más alto.
Come on, can we give him a hand clap of praise
¿Por qué
right
no
now?
Lo alabas esta noche?
William James said it best.
William James lo dijo así.
The great use of life is to spend it for something.
El uso de la vida es suspendido por algo.
To spend it for something that will outlast it.
Para algo que pueda hacer este sobrevivir.
And I can't help but think about when I hear this quote, the parable of the lost coin.
No puedo pensar en el parábolo de la moneda perdida.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 15 verses 8 through 10.
La Biblia dice en Lucas.
Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. That coin was lost.
Esa moneda fue perdida.
But it still had monetary value.
Pero todavía tenía valor.
But its value.
Pero su valor.
Is only relevant.
Solo vale.
In its proximity.
En la proximidad.
To the one that can spend it.
Del que lo puede gastar.
And so you may be in the house tonight.
Así que tal vez estás en la casa.
And you may have gotten off track a little bit.
Y tal vez te saliste del curso.
But I would like to encourage you in the house here tonight.
Pero te quiero dar ánimo hoy.
You may have made some mistakes.
Tal vez hiciste errores.
You may be a parent.
Tal vez este no hiciste bueno.
And you may have feel like you've dropped the ball.
Y tal vez sientes que tiraste algo.
You may be a young person.
Tal vez eres joven.
And you may have made a mistake and stumbled.
Ya has hecho un error y te has caído.
But ma'am,
pero hoy,
sir,
niño, niña,
you still have value in the house here tonight.
Todavía tienes valor en esta casa.
But your value,
pero tu valor,
is in your proximity.
Es en tu proximidad.
To the King,
del Rey,
to the one that can spend you properly.
Para el que te puede hablar.
And so you've got to get back.
Así que tienes que ir atrás.
Center yourself again.
Concéntrate otra
get
vez.
Get back to this altar one more time.
Regresa al altar otra
and
vez.
And begin to say, God.
Y di Dios.
I know I haven't done it right.
Sé que no he hecho bien.
But I'm coming back again.
Pero he regresado.
You've got to get back into the Master's hand.
Tienes que regresar otra
vez. And be spent properly.
Y tener valor apropiadamente.
Because there are a lot of things in life that can spend you.
Porque hay muchas cosas en la vida que te pueden gastar.
I can be spent by my job.
Puedes ser gastado por tu trabajo.
I can be spent by my money.
Por tu dinero.
I can be spent by pornography.
O por la pornografía.
I can be spent by video games.
O por los videojuegos.
And I'm about to hit some young people where it hurts.
Le voy a pegar a los jóvenes.
I can be spent by YouTube all day.
Puedo ser este.
But I want to encourage somebody.
Le quiero decir a alguien.
You've got to get back.
Tienes que regresar.
To the man that can truly spin you.
Al hombre que te puede valorar.
Because when God begins to spin you.
Porque cuando
it begins
Dios
to multiply.
Se empieza a multiplicar.
You may have started with a little bit.
Tal vez empezaste con poquito.
You may have just had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, baby.
Tal vez tenías dos panes
but when
y cinco
God's
peces.
Done spending you,
pero cuando Dios te valora,
when God blesses you,
cuando Dios te bendice,
when God breaks you,
cuando Dios te quiebra,
you're left with more.
Estás dejado con más.
More than enough.
Te deja con más.
You may be wondering how can you teach that Bible study.
Tal vez no sabes cómo vas a
enseñar. God knows how to bless it.
Pero Dios sabe bendecirlo.
God knows how to break it.
Dios sabe cómo quebrarlo.
You may be wondering.
Tal vez estás
I could
diciendo,
never preach.
Nunca puedo predicar.
But let God begin to bless it.
Pero deja que Dios
let
lo bendiga.
God begin to break it, sweetheart.
Deja que Dios lo quiebre.
Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise.
¿Por qué no le das alabanzas?
It's my proximity to the King
es mi proximidad
that matters.
Al Rey que vale.
And when I look at this and I consider the life of Jesus,
cuando veo esto y considero la vida de Jesús,
he pours himself out.
Se derrama él mismo.
Until there's nothing left.
Hasta que ya no hay nada.
There's nothing left to be poured out from him. He has given it all.
Nada más que puede derramar, ya lo ha dado todo.
And the ripple effect from one man's life you would seem would be so small.
Y lo que causa en una persona en su vida.
The ripple effect he left on this earth today.
Lo que afecta en esta vida hoy.
Was undoubtedly the most costly.
Es fue lo que costó más.
To give his life.
Dio su vida.
But it was also the most life-changing.
Pero también cambió la nuestra.
Because from his death.
Porque de su muerte.
A doorway would open.
Una puerta se abrió.
Not just for the Jew to receive the Holy Ghost.
No solo para el judío
que
reciba.
But for me and you to receive the Holy Ghost.
Pero para mí y a ti que recibirá.
It's not just going to be for the people of God.
No solo para el pueblo de Dios.
But it's going to be for us.
Pero para todos.
And so when he said it is finished.
Así que cuando dijo que fue terminado.
It was more than just words he was saying.
No nomás fueron palabras.
Something began to shake in the earth.
Algo se empezó a temblar en la tierra.
Something began to move.
Algo se empezó a mover.
He left an indelible print.
Dejó una marca en el lugar.
He left a mark on us.
Dejó una marca en ti.
And that veil was rent.
Y ese velo fue roto.
Was torn. And you would have access here tonight.
Ibas a tener acceso hoy esta noche.
And so when that veil is torn,
así que cuando ese velo fue roto,
and you now have access here tonight.
Ahora tú tienes acceso hoy.
Access to change your life.
Acceso a cambiar tu vida.
Access to be filled.
Acceso a ser lleno.
To change and redirect your life.
Para ser cambiado y
redirectar
tu vida. Esta noche,
I'm a testimony.
Soy un testimonio
of what the Holy Ghost can do.
De lo que el Espíritu Santo
least
puede hacer.
Likely to succeed.
No puedo ser este valorado.
Least likely to be in this position.
No iba a estar en esta posición.
Least likely to own a business.
No iba a tener un negocio.
Least likely to be successful owning a business.
No iba a ser un
least likely to have a beautiful wife and kids.
No iba a tener esposa e hijos.
But look at God and what he does.
Pero mira a Dios y lo que hace.
Look at the work of God in the hand and what it does.
Mira el trabajo de Dios y lo que hace.
I want to encourage someone in the house tonight.
Le quiero dar ánimo a alguien.
Yes, you can.
Sí puedes.
Yes, you can.
Sí puedes.
Yes, you can.
Sí puedes.
Come on, you gotta get encouraged tonight.
Tienes que entrar esta noche.
And say, I can get that.
Y decir, sí puedo
That's
recibir.
That's mine.
Eso es mío.
I can pull that down tonight.
Puedo bajar eso esta
I
noche.
Can actualize the potential in me.
Y puedo conectarme a una vida de potencial en
Let's
mí.
Clap our hands here tonight.
¿Por qué no de las alabanzas?
Check my watch. Paul, who is locked.
Pablo que está encarcelado.
In a prison cell would say it like this.
En la prisión dice así.
In Philippians chapter 2.
En Filipenses capítulo 2.
Starting in verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Tonight you've got that name on your life.
Esta noche tienes ese nombre en tu vida.
Tonight you've got power.
Esta noche tienes poder.
Yeah, I know you hear it all the time.
Sé que estás aquí todo el
but
tiempo.
But I just want to re-emphasize it one more time in the house.
Pero te quiero decir esta noche en esta casa.
You've got power to be an overcomer.
Tienes poder.
You've got power to be in the kingdom of God.
Tienes poder de estar en este reino.
And do in the kingdom of God.
Y hacer lo que el reino de Dios
It's in every man.
Está en todos los hombres.
It's in every woman.
En todas las mujeres.
It's in every young person.
En cada joven.
Brother Antoine, I still remember doing Smoothie Joe's Bible study.
Hermano Antoine, recuerdo esos
We were just a bunch of little kids.
Estábamos pequeños.
Gathering in a smoothie shop.
En una tienda de smoothies.
And we didn't always hit it just right. And sometimes the piano gave out.
A veces el piano no servía.
But Brother Jermaine, I can remember you exhorting.
Pero hermano Jermaine,
and look at God now.
Y mira a Dios ahora.
Sister Jessica, I can remember you playing piano.
Hermana Jessica, el piano que
and
tocaba.
It was funny then. But look at God now.
Pero mira a Dios ahora.
Brother Antoine, I remember you preaching.
Hermano Antoine, recuerdo
and
que
seeing
predicabas.
People filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y gente recibió al
and look
Santo.
At God now.
Y Luca, mira a Dios ahora.
You've just got to connect yourself to the vision here tonight.
Tienes que conectarte a la visión de Dios.
You've just got to reach up into that ethos.
Tienes que alzar tu mano y agarrar.
And you've got to pull it down.
Tienes que jalar eso.
It was funny when we started.
Era chistoso cuando empezamos.
But it wasn't so funny when they saw people getting filled with the Holy Ghost.
Pero no fue chistoso cuando estaban recibiendo el Espíritu Santo.
Brother Randy's in the house tonight. Wave your hand, Brother Randy. Are you thankful for Smoothie Joe's tonight?
¿Estás agradecido esta noche?
Are you thankful for Smoothie Joe's tonight? And our musicians can come here tonight.
Músicos pueden venir.
And so I'm going to finish with talking about one of my favorite stories.
Terminaré con mi historia favorita.
When I was a kid,
cuando era joven,
I used to love
amaba
the story of Elijah.
El pasaje de Elías.
Because it was just so just glamorous in my mind.
Nomás era glorioso en mi mente.
I could remember him causing the rain clouds to dry up.
Recordaba que causaba que la lluvia se secara.
And I can remember him.
Y recuerdo.
When he went against Jezebel,
fue en contra de Jezebel.
And as a kid,
y como un niño,
she scared me. She was terrifying.
Era terrible.
Scary. But she was terrifying to me.
Era terrible.
And I would remember reading when I was younger.
Recuerdo leer cuando estaba joven.
When I probably should have been sleeping.
Cuando debería de estar dormido.
About how he gathers all of those.
Como él reúne todos.
Prophets of Baal.
Los profetas de Baal.
And it's like he's going having this battle.
Y como que tiene una batalla.
And it was kind of how it worked in my mind.
Y así como es como funcionaba en mi mente.
And he's telling them that you go ahead, you can go first.
Y les está diciendo, tú ve primero.
You can call on your God.
Tú puedes llamar a tu Dios.
And they go and they're at it for hours.
Y ellos van y están en eso por horas.
And it was humorous to me.
Y fue humoroso para mí.
Because in the 21st century,
porque en la 21,
the idea of them being so zealous,
la idea de que ellos fueran celosos,
that they would start cutting themselves,
que se cortaban,
that passionate about being wrong,
esa pasión de ser malos.
And I can remember Elijah's finally like,
y recuerdo que Elías dijo,
let's wrap this thing up.
Hay que terminar con esto.
Let me show you what my God can do.
Te voy a enseñar lo que puede hacer mi Dios.
Now remember him.
Y recuerdo
being bold with it.
Que tenía ánimo.
And taking that water.
Y con el agua.
And pouring it on that sacrifice.
Lo derramó en el sacrificio.
And it seemed so arrogant.
Y parece ignorante.
Just kind of very in your face.
Casi como en tu cara.
And he takes it and he keeps pouring it out.
Lo toma y le sigue derramando.
In a drought.
En la sequía.
And the fire falls and it doesn't take but a second.
Y el fuego cae y solo en unos segundos.
And it devours that sacrifice.
Y devora ese sacrificio.
And it not only devours the sacrifice.
No solo devora el sacrificio,
but the Bible says it licks up the water.
Pero también la Biblia dice que el agua también.
To where there's nothing left.
Hasta que no quedó nada.
What a life.
Qué vida.
What a ministry.
Qué ministerio.
But
pero
you have to have someone to self-replicate.
Tienes que tener a alguien para replicar.
To hand this ministry off to,
para mandar este ministerio a alguien.
And so I look at Elisha.
Así que vemos a Elías.
He finds this man working.
Encuentra a un hombre trabajando.
And he's a hard worker.
Y es un trabajador.
As all men should be.
Así como todos los hombres deberían de ser.
And he calls Elijah calls Elisha.
Elías llama a Eliseo.
And he just tells him to come.
Y le dice que venga.
And he burns all the supplies.
Y él quema todas las
makes the sacrifice.
Hace el sacrificio.
And follows Elijah.
Y sigue a Elías.
And you see their ministry.
Y ves su ministerio.
And as a kid, I absolutely love it.
Y como un niño yo lo amaba.
Because it seems in my mind as I'm watching this happen.
Porque en mi mente mientras veo esto que sucede,
like this is possible for me.
Esto es posible para mí.
That God could call me.
Dios me puede llamar a mí.
And so,
así que,
as we're looking at this transition that's happening,
vemos esta transición que sucede.
And Elijah's coming down to the end of his life.
Y Elías llega al fin de su vida.
He asks the question to Elisha.
Le pregunta a Eliseo.
He says, "What would you have?
¿Qué tendrás?
What do you want?
¿Qué quieres?"
And he says,
y dice,
"A double portion of your spirit."
Una doble porción de tu espíritu.
Not of your money.
No de tu dinero.
Not of your jobs.
No de tus trabajos.
I want a double portion of your spirit.
Doble porción de tu espíritu.
That thing that's deep down inside of you.
Eso que está dentro de ti.
That's what I want.
Eso es lo que quiero.
The right motivation.
La motivación correcta.
The right insight.
La vista correcta.
And so he says, you've asked a hard thing.
Y así que les dice, has preguntado algo duro.
And it's not hard for Elijah.
No es duro para Elías.
And it's not hard for God.
Pero no es duro por Dios.
But he says,
pero
it's going to be hard for you.
Va a ser duro para ti.
He says, but
pero
if you watch me received up,
pero si tú me miras que recibe,
it'll happen.
Pasará.
And so,
así que
he follows him, Brother Justin.
Él lo sigue.
Like a shadow.
Como una sombra.
Because when you want to be used of God,
porque cuando quieres ser usado de Dios,
that's how you have to follow the things of God.
Así es como debes de seguir las cosas de Dios.
Like a shadow.
Como una sombra.
You can't take days off in this thing.
No puedes.
Look, we're too close to the end.
Estamos muy cerca al final.
We're too close to this thing wrapping itself up.
Ya casi se termina.
To be taking days off.
Para estar
I know you're busy.
Sé que estás ocupado.
And I know the day gets hectic.
Y sé que el día se pone
you're preaching
ocupado.
To the choir here tonight.
Pero estás predicando hoy.
But I can't take a day off.
No puedo descansar.
I can't take a day off of prayer.
Ningún día de
I can't
para orar.
Take a day off of fasting.
Ningún día para ayunar.
I can't take a day off of handing those cards out.
Y ningún día para dar cartas de
I've
iglesia.
Got to fill these pockets up.
Tengo que llenar estos
to
bolsillos.
Hand out just one more.
Para dar una más.
Teach one more Bible study.
Enseñar otro estudio.
Win one more soul.
Ganar otra alma más.
You've got to follow this thing.
Tienes que seguir esta cosa.
Till your very last breath.
Hasta el final.
And so we look at this transition that's happening.
Así que vemos esta transición que está pasando.
And he is taken up, Bible says, in a whirlwind, in a chariot.
Y es levantado en un carro.
Can you come, Ben?
Puedes venir, Ben.
I'll come to you. How about that? And all that's left, Brother Stephen.
Y todo lo que es dejado.
Is a mantle.
Es un mantel.
And they crossed over dry ground with Elijah.
Y cruzaron en tierra seca.
As Elijah took that mantle.
Cuando Elías tomó el mantel.
And would smite that water.
Y le dio al agua.
And that water would part.
Y esa agua se partió.
And so now he's standing there with this mantle.
Así que está parado ahí con su mantel.
And he's asked for a double portion of his spirit.
Y está pidiendo una doble porción de su espíritu.
And I would emphasize here tonight that
y le quiero decir esta noche que
the power wasn't in the mantle.
El poder no estaba en el mantel.
The power was in the man.
El poder estaba en el hombre.
Who was connected to God.
Que estaba conectado a Dios.
But it was the remnant that was left behind of him.
Pero lo que fue dejado de él.
And so he takes that thing.
Así que él toma eso.
And with his first miracle.
Y con su primer milagro.
He takes it.
Lo toma.
And he smites that water.
Y le pega al agua.
And those waters begin to part.
Y esas aguas empiezan a partir.
And there was nothing special about that, just like there's nothing special about that.
Y no era nada especial.
Outside the fact that it's J. Irvin. And as he smites that water,
y cuando le pega esa agua,
it parts.
Se parte.
Just like
así como
it did for Elijah.
Como sucedió por Elías.
A transfer was made.
Una transfusión fue hecha.
And that spirit of the man,
en ese espíritu del hombre,
now resided in Elisha.
Ahora está en Eliseo.
It was a continuation of a thing.
Era una cosa continuada.
And though he wasn't there in body,
pero como no estaba él,
he was there in spirit.
Él estaba allí en el espíritu.
The spirit of the man lived in Elisha.
El espíritu del hombre vivía en Eliseo.
And he would go on to perform.
Y fue a hacer.
Double the miracles.
Lo doble de milagros.
But one thing I love.
Una cosa que amo.
Because the title is Life After Death.
El título es Vida Después de la Muerte.
A life lived.
Una vida vivida.
So effectively tied to the kingdom.
Muy atada al reino.
That it creates a ripple.
Que hace un efecto.
That it moves.
Que se mueve.
Within people.
Entre medio de la gente.
Within a church.
En una iglesia.
Within a body.
En un cuerpo.
Can I talk to a parent?
¿Le puedo hablar a un padre?
Within your children.
Que está en tus hijos.
And it moves and it's alive.
Y se mueve y está vivo.
And so he's now dead.
Así que ahora está muerto.
And there's one more miracle left in that man.
Y hay un milagro más en ese hombre.
As they take a dead body.
Cuando toman un cuerpo muerto.
And they lay it in this hole or ditch.
Y lo ponen en un pozo.
And suddenly.
Y de repente.
They lay it on the bones of the prophet.
Lo ponen encima de los huesos del profeta.
And what was dead.
Y lo que estaba muerto.
Now receives life.
Recibió vida.
He was already dead.
Ya estaba muerto.
He was gone.
Estaba alejado.
It was just the bones of a man.
Solo quedaban los huesos del hombre.
But the power, the spirit of the man still lived.
Pero el espíritu del hombre todavía vivía.
You can pray prayers in this house.
Puedes orar oraciones en esta casa.
You can be so effective in the kingdom.
Puedes ser tan efectivo en el reino.
You can leave something behind.
Que puedes dejar cosas atrás.
That outlives your life.
Que da vida.
I want to encourage a parent.
Quiero dar ánimo a un padre.
That you may be struggling with a child.
Que tal vez estás teniendo problemas
con
hijos.
Backslidden.
Que está alejado.
But there is a work you can do in the church.
Pero hay un trabajo que puedes hacer en la iglesia.
That can outlive you.
Que puede sobrevivir más que tú.
And can go into your children.
Y puede llegar a tus hijos.
And can affect them in a way.
Y los puede afectar de una manera
that you can't articulate,
que tú no puedes explicar,
that you can't do within your own power,
que tú no puedes hacer con tu propio poder.
There's a work in this city,
hay un trabajo en esta ciudad,
that you can do,
que tú puedes hacer,
whether you're praying,
mientras oras,
whether you're fasting,
o ayunas,
and it can break,
puedes quebrar,
all chains,
todas las cadenas.
We've lost some loved ones in the house.
Hemos perdido a
but
amados.
I can feel that resident spirit.
Pero puedo sentir su espíritu.
I can feel those prayers, Brother Stephen.
Puedo sentir esas oraciones
pushing me forward.
Que me están empujando.
There's some prayers that some backsliders have prayed.
Hay oraciones para los
and
alejados.
I feel them pushing me.
Y lo siento que me están empujando.
They may not be here tonight.
Tal vez no están aquí esta noche.
But I can feel it in the house.
Pero lo puedes sentir en esta casa.
There's a work you can do.
Hay un trabajo que puedes hacer.
And I know this is hard for a young person to understand.
Y tal vez es duro para alguien, para un joven.
Because I was young.
Porque yo también era joven.
And I get it.
Y lo entiendo.
You think about yourself. You don't think about the future.
Solo piensas de ti, no en el futuro.
I mean, outside of your own wants.
Solo de tus propias necesidades.
Like I want to get married.
Como quiero casarme.
I want to have the right job.
Quiero tener un trabajo.
I want to finish school.
Quiero terminar la escuela.
But I'm telling you tonight, young person,
pero te digo esta noche, joven,
there is a work you can do in the kingdom.
Hay un trabajo que puedes hacer en el reino.
That can go into not just the past, but the future.
Que puede ir no solo al pasado,
you
pero
can
al futuro.
Pray some prayers here tonight.
Puedes orar oraciones esta noche.
That can go beyond you.
Que pueden ir más allá de ti.
And it's my prayer tonight.
Y es mi oración hoy.
That I could leave something behind of value.
Que dejaré algo atrás de mí con valor.
Not just to my children.
No solo a mis hijos.
To you.
Pero a ti.
I don't always like doing Friday nights.
Siempre manejo esos viernes en la noche.
But I see the value.
Pero busco el valor.
In the body.
En el cuerpo.
There's something to be done.
Hay algo que es atado.
It's a work.
Un trabajo.
And you're going to teach my children.
Y tú enseñarás a mis
when
hijos.
I'm gone.
Cuando yo ya
and I leave this world.
Y dejaré este mundo.
Pray that I've left something.
Oro que deje algo.
That's a value for the kingdom.
Que tiene valor en el reino.
That can outlive my life.
Que puede sobrevivir más de mi vida.
So that my kids.
Para que mis hijos.
Can ride that wave.
Puedan caminar en esa ola.
And can look back.
Y puedan ver atrás.
At the work we've done for the kingdom.
Del trabajo que hiciste en el reino.
And know with a surety
y que sepan
that I can do it.
Que yo puedo hacerlo.
And if you're a young person in the house,
si tú eres un joven en esta casa,
and you don't have a father or a mother in the house,
y no tienes un padre y una madre en esta casa,
congratulations,
felicidades.
You could be the launch board.
Tú puedes ser el que empieza.
For your future children,
para tus hijos futuros,
and for your wife,
y para tu esposa,
there were prayers that me and my mother prayed for years.
Hemos orado oraciones
that
que
I thought
yo
would
mi madre,
never happen.
Que pensé que nunca iba a suceder.
It had came to a point, Brother Stephen.
Pero pasó en un tiempo, hermano.
When I would pray for my father,
que oraba por mi padre,
it was almost just out of tradition.
Que solo era por tradición.
And I would say,
y yo decía,
whatever it takes. And today,
hoy,
I have watched my father.
Yo miré a mi padre.
Who, if you know him at all,
no sé si tú lo conoces,
live for God.
Vivir por Dios.
My mom has sent me pictures of him.
Mi mamá me mandó
sitting
fotos,
on the back porch,
sentado en el porche,
reading his Bible,
leyendo su Biblia,
because there are prayers that you can pray,
porque hay oraciones que tú puedes
and
orar,
and when it seems impossible,
y cuando se ve imposible,
I said when it seems impossible,
cuando se ve imposible,
when it seems like there's no way,
cuando se mira que no hay camino,
keep praying the prayers,
sigue orando.
Keep fasting.
Sigue ayunando.
Keep believing.
Sigue creyendo.
You may not have seen it just yet.
Tal vez no lo ves ahorita.
But you're sending some prayers forward here tonight.
Pero estás mandando oraciones.
It's life after death.
Vida después de la muerte.
To leave something behind.
Para dejar algo atrás.
And it's not just for me.
Y no solo para mí.
It's so the kingdom of God
es para el reino de Dios
can move forward.
Se pueda mover enfrente.
My prayer today
mi oración hoy
was have a move of God.
Es tener un movimiento de Dios.
But use as little of me as possible.
Pero usar lo más menos de mí.
Use as little of me as possible.
Usa lo más menos de mí.
God, let no flesh glory in your presence.
Dios no glorifica carne en su presencia.
Don't let them remember the man.
No dejes que recuerden el hombre.
Let them remember the God he served.
Que recuerden el Dios que él sirvió.
a double portion of your spirit.
Una doble porción de tu espíritu.
I'm finished tonight.
He terminado esta noche.
If this is tugging at you at all,
si te ha
you're more
esta
than
noche,
welcome to come to this altar.
Puedes venir al, al altar.
You may have gotten off track a little bit.
Tal vez te saliste de curso.
But God will redeem the time that you have lost.
Pero Dios puede redimir el tiempo que has perdido.
You may have lost faith.
Tal vez perdiste la fe.
But you can pick it right back up here tonight.
Pero la puedes levantar otra vez esta noche.
I'm telling you in the spirit tonight.
Y te digo en el espíritu esta
noche.
God
will redeem the time.
Dios te va a redimir el tiempo.
You don't have to sit on the sidelines here tonight.
No te tienes que sentar a un lado esta noche.
God's still moving.
Dios todavía se mueve.
There's still value.
Y todavía hay valor.
You just gotta put yourself back in proximity to the King again.
Solo te tienes que acercar otra vez a Dios.
You just gotta start believing again.
Tienes que empezar a creer otra vez.